Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 346, Pyongan. Really? That's the title you came up with, Tom. Yes, I did. Well, do explain. I shall. Thank you. You're welcome. Go ahead, please. Pyongan was my favorite term in martial arts, and it means peaceful confidence. So the original title was going to be April 2020. Because I just wanted to kind of put on record, because, you know, the internet, the cloud, you put it out there and it never goes away. You know, I won't be here forever. My art doesn't last but an hour or a day. So a lot of things are temporary, but the things that we post, they're going to be there forever. And I thought, well, if someone asked me, well, here it is, April 2020. Tom, what's your favorite month? You're 55. Favorite month thus far? I'd be like, well, I'd have to say April 2020. So that was going to be the title. And I just wanted to talk about why I thought that was, I don't know, cool and weird. It's kind of a dichotomy. It's nothing you want to jump out and jump up and down and shout about, because, you know, there's people struggling. People having a hard time. And I don't want that to get misconstrued as me celebrating anyone suffering. I'm just glad what I'm doing and what I'm able to do at this time. And that's where it was like, and I mentioned in the podcast, like when I talk to people about their posture, pulling your shoulders back, it's got nothing to do with sticking out your chest. Being peacefully confident is owning who you are, what you are, where you are in life. And I liked it as far as the martial arts. It was like, you know you have this ability, but you don't have to prove it. So there's that peacefulness about it. And I was like, well, and I happened to take a selfie like the first week or two in April. And I'm like, well, that's me at 55. And I just thought that when I took the picture and posted it. I mean, I wasn't trying to get in shape. I wasn't dieting. I wasn't doing anything for April. I didn't think nothing of it. And then fast forward, I was to this episode and I was like, well, how am I doing? How am I looking? How am I feeling in April 2020, since I'm stating that it's my best month ever? So I'm like, well, let me just do this peacefully confident episode with an episode photo that shows me at 55 in April, and I talk about what's going on in April and why I think it's a great month. It's a great time to be me. It's a great time to be alive, and I'm thankful for this time. I hope that you are navigating your pro-you path at this time to the best of your ability. And if you're struggling with stuff, you know I have. This too shall pass. All right, just remember, if something has you, okay, it's because it's unfamiliar. Try to take out the good, bad, right, or wrong. Things that we wanted in the past, we have now, and we don't even think about it. Things we wanted and never got turned out to be the best things we never got. Just try to be thankful in all circumstances. That's how you get through the day. That's how you move moment by moment. Because that's how I got here. That's how I got to 55, April 2020. Looking like I do, feeling like I do, saying what I do. Thank you for being you. Thank you for listening. Enjoy. Let yourself rest. If you're exhausted, rest. If you don't feel like starting a new project, don't. If you don't feel the urge to make something new, just rest in the beauty of the old, the familiar, the known. If you don't feel like talking, stay silent. If you're fed up with the news, turn it off. If you want to postpone something until tomorrow, do it. If you want to do nothing, let yourself do nothing today. Feel the fullness of the emptiness, the vastness of the silence, the sheer life in your unproductive moments. Time does not always need to be filled. You are enough simply in your being. By Jeff Foster. I love that. Not getting what you want. 10 quotes from Sir Dalai Lama that will change the way you think about life. I hope you're sitting down. Number one, the ultimate source of mental happiness is my peace of mind. Nothing can destroy this except my own anger. Only an enemy gives us the opportunity to practice patience. Ooh. Number three, there are always extremes, but the middle is the proper way. Number four, much depends on our own attitude. Five, good conduct is the way in which life becomes more meaningful, more constructive, and more peaceful. Six, some suffering can be a good lesson for life. 7. Compassion is the most wonderful and precious thing. 8. The only option is to live and work together harmoniously and keep in our minds the interest of the whole of humanity. That is the only outlook and way we must adopt for our survival. 9. True friendship develops on the basis of human affection, not money or power. 10. I consider hatred to be the ultimate enemy. So, if you pronounced today's episode title correctly, raise your hand. Well, how do you know if you pronounced it correctly? You don't even know yet. Pyongan. That's how that's pronounced. It's like, well, why do you have an episode title? Someone can't pronounce and don't know what it is. And it was literally that, because I can. The original title was April 2020. Why? Well, if you say April 2020 in a year, in 2 years, like, oh, pandemic, coronavirus. Oh, yeah, it was a really bad time. Everyone was shut down. People couldn't go anywhere. Blah, 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 panic. And then if you asked me, best month to turn 55 in March 2020, you know, now getting to be the end of April 2020, looking back on your 55 years, what month comes to mind as best month ever? April 2020. Not a big pause, not a big delay. Answered rather quickly, did he not? Then I'm like, well, April 2020 just sounded kind of like a dumb title. But it was just like, well, I wanted to like kind of put this stamp, like if I was writing in the journal. Hey, I'm not going to write this in pencil, I'm going to write it in pen. In case anybody finds it in the future. Hey, Tom has a notation in this journal entitled April 2020. Wasn't that when that pandemic was happening? And all he talks about is how well he's doing. So it was that thing of, I always relate it to kind of posture. Peaceful confidence. When I'm speaking to a man or woman about posture, I go, it's not sticking your chest out. which a lot of people think it is. It's rolling your shoulders back. You take your shoulders from position A, which are kind of rounding forward. It's like turning your hands the other way, turning your palms outward, and you feel that slight rotation in your shoulders going back. And you might go, hey, that's kind of uncomfortable because they don't live there. But that's all you're doing. Now, if you have posture, which I do, my shoulders are back. And people may say, oh, he's, you know, sticking out his chest. It's like, well, if you have a chest or if you have muscles on your body and you stand correctly, you're going to see them. Even if you stand kind of poorly, you're going to see them. But it is not about that, oh, here I am. I have good posture. Here's my chest. I work out. Ah, it's not that at all. But if you pull your shoulders back and that becomes a muscle and you walk the earth with good posture, you're not shouting, you're not screaming, you're not going, look at me, you're like, no, I got good posture. Hey, why do you stand like that? I got good posture. I don't care what anyone thinks, but that would be my answer. It's like, well, best month ever, April 2020. How can you say, it's like, well, I'm not jumping up and down screaming it. You know, I didn't want to be the title. I know people are suffering, but this is my best month ever. It's Pyongan. Peaceful confidence. I know it was a great month. You know, the whole getting a client due to a gym closing, due to the pandemic, and all of a sudden just poof, no money thing. And it was like the only thing. And it wasn't even a big thing because I was fine. I was the best I've ever been, the least I've ever had. And then, like, well, driving less. Everybody's going online, more time with Zen. It's like, okay, cool, spending less money, not driving as much, gas is less. And it's like, well, just that one thing. It's like, go to the beach. It's like, okay, all the beaches in California are closed except that one. Which one? Rincon. You mean Zen and Mai's favorite beach? Yep, that one's going to stay open. Now, there's less traffic, and gas is 50 cents cheaper now, a gallon. Then, I stumble upon the fact that I can have guests. Do the Zoom thing, record internally, sounds fine, you know, so it's, you know, good quality audio. And I'm like, oh my, and I just got fired up. Boom, had Nico. Boom, had Joe. Boom, did the next interview with the episode that will follow this one. And I was just like, these are the greatest things I've ever. I was so happy. I did like three of them in a week. And I was just like, I loved doing them. They came out and they people were happy and got a good response. And I'm like, wow. And I wasn't bored with the podcast. I love the podcast. But this was just this, like a breath of fresh air and being able to celebrate. And while it was April 2020, these interviews were happening and these people sounded great in lieu of what was going on. Be thankful in all circumstances, not for all circumstances. Pandemic's here. Okay, got it. Nico, how you doing? Great. Joe, how you doing? Great. Nico, better than you ever would have imagined? Yep. Joe, better than you ever would have thought you would have dealt with something like this? Yep. Tom, by far. Prepped, prepared, ready, willing, able, embraced. And then I was like, okay, well. And then it was like, you know, kind of rainy and cold. So the beach, you know, even though I could go, wasn't really an option. This past week, I went Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Wednesday, and today's Friday. I'm going today. I'm pretty sure I'm going Sunday. And it's mainly just because it's going to be so hot. It was 90, I think, on, or 80, upper 80s on Wednesday, but today it's supposed to be like 95. So we're going to sit in the house, like go sit in the beach. But it was like, you know, just, again, I was thankful 7 years ago. The moment I walked into this apartment, studio apartment in Hollywood, the very first moment I even said, okay, I'm going to pray, think, have a thought. It was, I'm thankful. I even remember the moment. I was like, the stress, the yuck that was my ex was gone. But it was just this like, wow, there's quiet and there's peace. Now, I knew the other enemy. It was that quiet, alone for the first time in 14 years. And I was always with my ex, you know, her daughter, my stepdaughter, you know, an in-law or two or friend or two, you know. So I'm like, okay, I know what I'm up against. At least I know what I'm up against. But there was just something like, okay, wait a minute. But the good, I just didn't have to listen to her anymore. I'm just alone. No one's hammering me, drilling me, critiquing me, judging me. A bit of a tangent, but the point being is I was pretty good the moment I got here. And it was about a year and a half later that I was like, you know, I'm starting to heal. I think I have a message. It's be thankful and be mindful. Start the podcast. So now we fast forward the next 3-4 years, and I'm like, I'm going to go on a spiritual journey. I started saying, I'm the best I've ever been with the least I've ever had. And embracing slowing down, and embracing quiet, and embracing not trying to attack and consume and get everything done thing. There was gold there. I kept talking about breadcrumbs. And I said, you know, if I went back 3 years ago and said, okay, you're working a bunch, you're making money, make a list of what you wouldn't learn, what you would not have learned. And it was an endless list, an endless list of things that I would not have attained, learned, and big things, like about yourself. So I was like, well, I'm just going to, you know, and that was all solidified prior to April 2020. And again, I went to a store. It's like, wow. And you saw the news and you're like, okay, feel that. It's like, I got to wear a, you know, face mask now when I go into a store. It's like, okay, but, you know, I cannot not help feel that stuff. But I can turn the news off, limit the amount of shopping I do, you know, hit it fast, hit it hard, get a bunch of stuff, get out of there. Like, okay, I'm good for, you know, a week or two. On the other side, it's all as good as it was, but now it feels better because of what we're experiencing. And if a bunch of people do bad around me, I don't go yay, I go wow, I'm so thankful. That could be me. And there are people that were really hurt by this, not working or all their kids at home and or you know, whatever. You know, no kids, no dependents. You know what I mean? No one I really got to take care of except for Zen. So it was like, you know, I didn't get hit. And I just felt so thankful. Because along that way, I was like, I'm thankful of healing. I started being, and I said this on the podcast, I was thankful for the things I wasn't going through, for the things I didn't have to endure. Because I'm like, you know, I'm always thankful now, but it's not enough. I got to be thankful for the things I'm not. I had to go off, like, you know, times two. Okay, I'm thankful for my health and what I have. Okay, I'm thankful I don't have that. I'm thankful I'm not going through what that person has. I'm thankful I don't have to worry about that thing. Again, became a muscle, became a muscle, became a muscle. So here we are. And that's what I feel like. I'm like, wow, there are people really hurt by this. Not me. Very few people are benefiting by this, in my humble opinion. And it's like, well, you know, I got a client, gas is cheaper, traffic's less, my one beach stayed open. I mean, my April rocked and literally did some dope art at the beach. You know, low tide, no wind, no people, bunch of time. And I was like, and I'm not tripping out going, hey, you know, what about money? A little bitty noise. It's like, no, I got, I'll make money to pay my bills. I don't care about nothing else. And then it was just quiet, just being. Like, okay, I trained the client, get my stuff, get in the car, just not thinking about nothing, get to the beach, oh, it's beautiful, no one's here, Zen and I are alone, making art, got a bunch of time, still standing, no wind. Okay, let me add more stones. Let me add the sand. Let me do this. Oh my God, I got to do that today. All right, Zen, let's go home. You know, and you know, it's a whole routine. Come home, and Zen loves baths, and he gets a bath, and then I give him food, and then he gets a bone, and I look at my pictures, and then I take a bath, and it's just this great day. And nothing else is in my head. And I cannot tell you how much I love that. So this moment happened. Oh, this is one thing. It's like, and there's a little, you know, a little chatter out there now about, you know, people going back into work and things open. And it was just like that. Wow, I like it now. I mean, it's quiet all the time. There's no traffic ever. It's, you know, just like quiet everywhere, like less people, less noise, and the pollution. I mean, it's just, you know, Mother Earth is healing. I just had this like, don't come back so fast that we forget the important things that we learned. Like, I get the bad right now. What's the good? Those things. Don't forget the things that are good. Like, wow, our family got closer. Or I spent more time doing this. Or I learned I could do. Or, you know, I did slow down. I did spend time in quiet. And I didn't have to go as much and do as much and spend as much. And I could just be. I could just be present in the moment. I just hope people retain that. So this is a few years ago, but I went in, and if you looked at me, you know, wearing shorts only from the front, you couldn't see a tattoo really on me. And I was going to get this quote down the front of my left forearm, and just Google the place, and it was close and good reviews, and went in, liked the dudes. I'm like, okay, cool, get done. The line itself of the quote was crooked. Two words were put together, and one word was like fatter. It was just, I freaked. I mean, this is forever. You know, I think I had 3 years or something at the time. And like I said, you really seen this is like the first one that if you looked like, oh, at the front of his body, you can see he's got, and I'm like, and it's crooked and bad. And I was like, what? And I just, so long story short, the owner of that tattoo shop, Jeremy Swan, ends up going, you know, I'll cover it up. That's what I do. That's my specialty. And I, you know, was like, what do you mean? Blah, blah, blah. You know, very disgruntled. But anyways, ended up getting this dope koi fish tattoo. And that was years ago when it started. I think 52 is when I started. And kind of ended up going to him and getting both of my forearms kind of almost filled by him. Like, I go, oh, yeah, I got a tattoo guy. If I'm going to get a tattoo, I go to Jeremy Swan. It was funny how we met. I mean, the first time I got on the phone with him, I was like, you know, it was like when we started like chatting and getting along, going, oh, it's meant to be. I look, you know, Jerry, I'm so sorry I went off on you. I was like, don't worry about it, man. It's over. Don't worry about it. But I was like, it was just kind of weird how things happen. Well, again, knowledge is power. So I don't sell a bunch of art, but I have. And, you know, over the years, you know, I've sold things 10 years ago, 12 years ago. Never had anything damaged. So recently, and that's another great story, there's a quote about how people end up meeting. And like, I'm playing with stones on a beach with Zen. Guy's taking pictures, says, hey, I show these to my hospice group. End up donating a frame print. End up going to speak at the hospice group. End up kind of becoming friends with three or four of them on like Facebook. Maybe even more. Just all really dope, cool people. And one reached out to buy my art. I'm like, well, here's kind of funny, playing with stones on a beach. And fast forward, a woman that I spoke to with at the hospice is buying two pieces. So the one was like where I do the driftwood and like a little faith stone stack. And that was the one, it's like, well, I didn't want it to get damaged. The other one was a frame print. And I've sent those before. So I was like, you know, I'm not really worried about that. And I ended up kind of having to buy that popcorn, that styrofoam stuff, because I didn't have any other filler, and I wanted to put them both in one box. So I put a bunch in there. I'm like, I've never filled up a box like that. So felt comfortable, shipped it. And I love, or I want to love you know, hear from someone go, oh, I opened it up, and when I opened it, I saw it, and I loved it, and it was amazing. Just this great experience, because it's like seeing my art online is one thing, but then getting it and having to be able to touch it and, you know, feel it and put it in your house and look at it, it's like a cool, cool moment to me. I love that, like just thinking about that person getting it, because you don't get to watch people unwrap their present, so to speak. So I get a text, hey, it arrived, problem with the frame print, glasses broke, print damaged. And I was like, well, it's either the wonderful dream I shared or it's completely bad news. And I was just bummed. Not like, oh, my day's wrecked, but I wanted that feeling for that person. You know, her name was Sean. It's to, you know, open up and go, oh, that thing is great. Oh, the picture, oh, the frame, oh, everything's, I just wanted that. You know, as a recipient of someone purchasing, you know, my art, I just will want that to be part of it. And I burn my logo into a little wood cookie, and I write a nice letter. I just want that opening, the, you know, what you bought from me, your found art. I want the opening of that gift to be a moment you remember. So to me, it was kind of tainted. But that didn't last long because I remembered the tattoo story. So she, you know, they live, you know, where this hospice group was, Camarillo, which is on the way to Rincon. I'm like, well, I'm going to go to Rincon a bunch. Why don't I just go pick up the frame and then I can just, you know, fix it and I'll drop it off. I don't have to, you know, pay for the shipping and worry about it getting broke again. And I said, you know what, this never happened. And, you know, I'd be shipping it to Connecticut and be like, well, I'm not shipping, I'm not driving it. I'm like, well, it's the first time in a very long time that someone's bought it that local, that close, where it's like, well, on the way to the beach, I can drop this off. So to me, I was like, it was meant to be. I go, there's some reason we're supposed to meet. So got there, and she comes walking up with her dog on leash. So I left Zen in the car, and right away she says, well, I got some, you know, dog issues with trust. And we kind of started talking. We had a very long conversation. It was very cool. Got the print. And I said to her, I said, you know, it was just, to me, there was a reason that the print got wrecked, so I would have to come out here and we would meet. So I embraced that. So, you know, here I am, and I enjoyed meeting you and what we shared, and a wonderful, great, whatever. And I'm actually, again, on the way to the beach today, got it finished, going to drop it off. And so I think it was yesterday, I said, hey, you know, headed out to Rincon tomorrow, Friday, you're going to be around? And she says, yes, and back and forth, and the place we could meet. And at the very end, she says, oh, by the way, you know, I'm going to read it. Hold that thought. Oh, she says, I am thankful we got to talk about my dog, Mama, insecurities. I have been more mindful since then and realized it's my trust issues getting in the way. When I panic, she goes awry. At least I figured out where I need to start. And I replied, the most important step is always the first. Congrats. So, frame doesn't break. She doesn't have that awakening, that clarity, that epiphany. And I've had a couple cool dog talks with people that I don't know, like walking, because there's more dog walkers now, and I'll stop, and one guy's like, yeah, I just rescued my dog, and I just went, look, dude, and when he got done, he was like, wow. Like, I gave him a lesson on how to be a dog owner, and it was, like, specific to him, and he just, because he said something, he's like, well, I forgot what he made like a reference. And I go, yeah, exactly like that. Like he said, like a mother to a child or something that was deep to him. And I said, yeah, like that. It's like, no matter what your dog does, love him, support him, figure him out. He's here to teach you. You learn from him. You adapt. So when we got that, I mean, I wasn't even really like cognizant so much. Like with the dog, I go, oh, this is more about you. It's not your dog. Your dog's here. Your dog's dope. It's you. You know, just something kind of just say a bunch and threw out. But, you know, there's conviction and confidence and a comfortableness when I speak. Because I don't speak about stuff I don't know. Hey, I got this cat top. No clue. Got nothing for you. Dog, pfft, what do you want to know? How long do you have? I can tell you about dog. I can tell you about being a dog owner. That I know how to do. That I do well. So I thought, man, when you just embrace what's happening, your reality, you don't mind what happens. It's a dope quote I got last week. Instead of why is this happening to me, what can I learn from this? Why did this frame break? Now I got to pay for shipping again or drive. Shut up. Maybe you and Sean are supposed to have a conversation. It's something that's just, you can just throw out. 2 + 2 = 4 might help her. What do you mean? I don't know. Maybe you just give her advice on, she has a dog, right? I don't know. Maybe you get there and you just throw out a bit of advice that you've thrown out a bunch of people for different reasons, and it resonates with her, and from this day forth, her and her dog's relationship gets better. Oh. Okay. I'll do that then. So I love those moments. I love being aware. But when you're running through life, making money, consuming, buying things, planning, thinking about yesterday, thinking about tomorrow, you're not in those moments. You don't have those moments. You're not aware of those moments. Thank you. So my best friend, Zen, got hurt again. And it wasn't big, but it was the process of what happened. And it's always him chasing a squirrel now because he just bolts, and then it's like the squirrel turns, so Zen tries to stop, and he slides. And I remember him kind of sliding towards this bush-ish plant, whatever thing. And it was 2 days later, went to the beach, and he was licking in between his toes. And I looked underneath it, and there was one of these, and when you go to the beach, there's these little oil spots. And if I get it on my foot, like, you need to take cooking oil to get it off. Like, it's just stuck. It's on it. And it was a little hard, so I'm like, he was trying to get at that, licking through his toes or whatever. So I got that little piece of oil off and, you know, went to the beach. Now, we ran that morning. We got to the beach. We'll play first, and then I'll putz, and then we might play again later, whatever. And I threw the ball, and he took off, and he came back, and he was kind of walking a little funky. And I went, what? I threw it again, ran, just, you know, all hard out. Came back, and I'm like, oh, okay, now he's limping. I'm just like, what in the? And I look, and his paw is like twice the size of the other one. And he just picks it up and looks at me. And I'm like, so I should pack up right now and carry you back to the car because you're not walking anymore. And I was like, and you know, that's not the funnest feeling at the beach. And I didn't, when I go north, I will walk for 20, 30 minutes. And when I go south, I'll walk for, you know, 10, 15, you know, 20, whatever. But it's still a hike with a 50, 60-pound dog. So pick up, you know, my bag's 15, 20 pounds. I pick up my bag, pick up Zen, and I start walking. And I'm like, but the cool thing kind of comes over. It's like, I don't care. I'm going to have to stop and rest, but I will carry my dog the entire way. Like, you are not going to feel any more discomfort or pain. And at one point, I looked at him, and he just leaned forward the littlest bit and gave me the gentlest lick, kiss. Like, thank you. Not the, oh, lick, lick. You know, he just went, thank you. Just one lick, and I knew exactly what he meant. Thank you for carrying me. I would walk if I could. I can't. Love that dog so much. Then I get to the steps, the stairs. Turn like 5 times, like, and I'm like, go, go, go. And I got all the way up and got to the car, and I got him home, and there wasn't nothing really bad. I didn't feel anything like I was freaking out, like, but there were the facts, like, this could be a thing. I'll probably be going to the vet. I will spend money. This could be a 2-week, month long, you're not running and you're not going to the beach thing. And I was highly aware that I was okay with that. And I got home. We did the, you know, the bath. We, you know, we just everything we did. And I remember sitting there and I looked at him and I said, I will take care of it. Whatever it is. And it was this peace. Because going, okay, I never, ever, ever want my dog uncomfortable. I never, ever, ever want my dog to get hurt. Is really setting myself up for a bunch of failure. That's common. But it was a shift from what I will handle whatever comes when it's concerned with you, Zen. And it was comfortable. And it was peaceful. And I just was like, and I didn't like, okay, you got to get to this place where you can let it go. And you're like, it just happened. Because again, that, wow, I went to the beach and, the, you know, it's like I just figured out my beach could stay open. And I'm like, wow, the one, I was like, no, we can't. And I didn't, I've been there. Didn't go to the beach. I'm fine. I will. And it just was like this slowly settling until I got home and was with him in that moment. I said, I will take care of it. Whatever it is, I will take care of you, Zen. You don't have to worry about anything. And we both fell asleep. Next day, I get up and it's better. Didn't go right away. I think there was some sort of like sliver, you know, something that was stuck in there because it was kind of causing this blister. And then this blister popped. There was all this wet around his paw. And I was like, what the heck is that? And I'm like, oh, so like, you know, body starts refusing something. It's that blister trying to, you know, reject it, kick it out. And I was hope, you know, assuming it kind of did that. And it kind of like, I could tell he wasn't limping. Like, because right away that first day, I was like, you know, I was carrying, you know, lifted him into the car, out of the car, carried him up the steps, down the steps. Because I was like, your paw's swollen and I don't know. And, you know, it was like, I'm, you know, going to, the, and again, I'd been through it all before. So I just went to, all right, plan B, carry him all the time. And the next day I'm like, okay, he's better. And then we were, you know, walking, he kind of started running. I'm like, well, he's kind of doing that trot run and not even limping. I'm like, okay. But I would look underneath and I'm like, okay, it's not completely healed. What? So there was a couple days where I wasn't really sure, like, is it done? Is it healed? Is there something still in there? But I thought of it again as that, you know, how one deals with the test directly determines the outcome of that test. I wasn't freaking out. I was like, I'll handle it. If it's money, I'm not making good money right now. I can pay my bills. Yay. But the last 4 years, I wasn't, and I paid for everything. So I'm fine. Frequency, consistency builds that peace, builds that confidence. And if you have that, it just kind of becomes that default muscle. Oh yeah, I've been through that before. Oh yeah, I can deal. I can deal with that stuff. Oh, I went through something similar. So I don't always. I know I comment on the titles a lot. I know I do that, and I don't think I've ever commented on a photo, because I just always put a photo of my art unless it's a guest. But the photo I posted, I mean, I don't do a lot of shirtless stuff. I mean, I'm not vain that way. But it was more of the whole Pyongan thing. I took that picture like the first week in April. And I was like, okay, there's me. I didn't diet. I ain't been training for that photo for the, hey, first week in April, I'm doing a photo shoot. It's like, that's me at 55. I remember talking about my father and his friends and the neighbors thinking like a dude that was 35 looked like this, and they all looked the same. And I did that thing where I was like, the 55-year-old me talks to the 12-year-old me. This is what you look like at 55. One of the most trying times of all, the pandemic, coronavirus, COVID-19, kind of was basically the entire month of April 2020. That's what you look like. There's a photo. Poof. It's out there now. Can't take it back. There's a podcast, number 346, entitled Pyongan, Peaceful Confidence, where you said, yeah, best month ever, April 2020. So it's like, wow, dude's all up into his own Kool-Aid, isn't he? Without the shirt on, saying how great his life is. Like, oh, that's the whole posture thing, not sticking out my chest. I ain't saying look at me. I don't even care. That great quote was when you're 20, you think you worry about what people think, and then you're 48, and you're like, you know what, I don't worry about what people think. And then when you're 60, you're like, you know what, no one's thinking about me anyways. And I just don't care. Completely don't care. I care about the people I care about. But I'm more concerned about my peace. So if I do something that brings me peace, that shadows everything else. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to have guests. I'm like, okay, I got that guest on. Now that's there. Like Nico's episode. That's there. It, you know, in the cloud forever. I don't even know how to. If I can take down my podcast or my app, I don't even know if that's even possible. But you know, you post something, it's out there forever. Same thing with Joe. And Joe sent me a text and he goes, you know, I'm glad that episode exists. And I'm like, I love that. And I'm like, well, during this time, when you're enjoying all these clients and having these celebratory episodes, how are you doing? Well, this is what I look like and this is what I sound like. This is what I feel like. This is what I'm experiencing. So I'm going to share my good. I'm going to share my good posture. And I'm not really going to care a whole lot what people think. Again, you can listen or not, but you really don't get an opinion. This is what's happening in my life. And when, you know, I was struggling, I shared it. And when I had doubts, I shared it. When I had bad moments, I shared it. And when my voice got loud, I shared it. And when I become aware of a weakness, I share it. But if I'm sitting in the canoe in the Zen pond and big stones are being thrown and I'm chilling, I'm going to share that. So for the record, April 2020, best month of my life, so far. But it's not like, oh, now I don't care. It's like, no, I think April, I think May will be even better. Because I think I'm more equipped and I'm more prepared mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. Again, I can't stop what's happening. But I'm like that 8.5 version of Tom. I walked the earth as a 6 for 48 years. And then I went, oh, wait a minute. I can feel better. I can feel different. I can get better. I can have a better experience. I can be better at being me, and my life as is can be easier. Yes, I want to do that. And I don't know anybody who would not want. If I looked at you right now and I said, hey, would you want to be better at being you and your life as is to be easier? How could you not say yes? Deem yourself worthy. Here I am 5 years later in the midst of the pandemic, April 2020, 55. Look at the picture. That's how I look. Not sitting around eating chips because I got nothing to do. And then you can hear it. You know, go back a month, go back 6 months, go back 5 years. I said before, a client listened to an early episode. I listened. I had to turn it off. You're just different. You were angry talking about something. And I'm different now. I didn't want to listen to you. And I went, wow. I definitely don't want to go back and listen. Because I wouldn't either. I mean, even my art. I delete all my screensaver pictures or Zen in my art. And I consistently delete old art pictures because I'm doing like this new and better stuff. And it's like, there's a picture of three stones. I'm like, three stones? I do like 200 stones now. Delete, get out of here. I'm like, I see, or something will come up on a memory on Facebook of an old stack I did. I'm like, oh my God. I don't want to look at it. I was into it. Go look what I did. I posted that thing. And now I look at it. I'm like, oh my God, dude. Why'd you post that? It's a good time to be me. And I don't have a problem saying that. Because I couldn't for a long time. So if you were like born and raised great. And everything was great. And you kept on excelling. And tooted your horn the whole time. I think that could be kind of annoying. But if you walked the earth for 48 years and you struggle mentally, emotionally, spiritually, And then at 50, you turn it around. And by 55, you're looking like that, sounding like that, feeling like that, having those experiences. Congrats. Now you have something to share. I think I have something of value. I think I have a message. Your challenge, your job is to figure out what that exactly is and how that resonates, relates to you. Pick the things that work, deem yourself worthy, apply them, love yourself, be kind, forgive yourself, be kind to others, be thankful in all circumstances because you are worth it. Yourself worthy. Let's begin to control that which we can. Sit on the floor, cross our legs, eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over your hips, navel tucked into the spine. Let's draw that inhale through the nose, exhale out the mouth, slow it down, elongate it. We will make that connection consistently, time and time again. Keeping the mind and the body connected, distracting us from all else. If anything else enters the space between your ears, kindly, calmly, ask it to leave and return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. congrats on another successful Pro You moment. The thing that just hit me was little things done consistently. I mean, I'm sitting in the studio apartment that I moved into just a bit over 7 years ago. And if I sat down at 48 and someone said, hey, it's going to take you 7 years to get to this place, would sound like such a long time. I'm 48. I gotta put in 7 more. And then they show a clip. Me at 55. April 2020. This is how you look. This is how you feel. Here's your podcast. This is what you're talking about. And this is what's going on in the world. I would not pause for a second, delay for a moment. I would take it. And there was no clear path. There was no straight line. There was no one step, one moment, one epiphany. Little things done consistently. Deeming myself worthy. Not quitting. Not giving up. Moment by moment. Day by day. Deem yourself worthy of that. Just that. Peace and God bless.